Stuff. Sometimes, on a rare occasion, I'll be joined by Canadians. And here's one today.
Well, that's debatable. Canadian slash, well, Bahamian slash Canadian. I'm living in Canada, but I'm from the Bahamas.
I was just having something that rhymed with occasion, and it was just the way I was saying it. It was less about like the facts of it and more of like the flow of it.
Yeah, I totally get it. Pretty cool.
But you're in Canada, so...
Yes, I am. I'm in the frigid region right now in the Arctic. Penguins slipping around on the snow. Geese having fights with the crazy owls. The horned owls that come down and attack them. So there's a lot of stuff going on with nature.
My guest, P.T. Russell. What's up, P.T.? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to thaw out from earlier, but I'm pretty good.
It's cool for us to like see each other.
Yeah, I know.
We did your podcast and it was audio only, and I was like, wow, this is kind of a throwback for me. I knew somebody who I'm talking to, but in the beginning, it was just audio only, so it was a little bit of a throwback to my radio studio days.
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And that's forthcoming. So you can look forward to that probably next week sometime, perhaps. Maybe on the weekend. I don't know. That was so cool, though. I really liked it.
Release.
Yeah. Exclusive. Coming to theater near you. Yeah, it was great. So I wish I had the video up and going. But who knows?
It'll happen when it happens. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, you don't have to put pressure on yourself. No stress, no rush, no deadlines, no nothing. The only deadlines you have are the deadlines that you keep for yourself.
Yes,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
I dig your art behind you. That's really rad.
That's the turquoise valley, and that's an abstract piece that I did. And I think I have something somewhere left or right. I don't know. I had something weird I was working on, but I put it down. It was for Halloween. And it's just crazy. It's not even done yet, but I don't know if you can see it. Let me see.
Well, that's a jigsaw.
Well, something I was working on. I never finished it, but I had it rolled up here, and there's like,
there's Marvin the Martian's on there.
Yeah. And, I can't remember what's on the bottom. I think it was Chucky or somebody. No, what's his name? Michael Myers.
At the bottom. Freddy Krueger?
Wait.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. It's so odd to do this on this thing. I'm trying to figure it out. Michael Myers is somewhere down here, I think. Oh, there he is.
Oh, you see him? Cool. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just something I was doing for Halloween. Then I got sidetracked, as usual. And you know, the shiny things that get your attention. You say, oh, that, let me go do that. And then you're gone. Then you're forgotten about it. But I thought it was pretty cool. I'll finish it sometime. Maybe next time.
I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I'm sure I have. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the most distractible people that there is. So like I can like set many alarms for me to do many things, and I can set a whole bunch of reminders for things, and I'll completely miss things. That happens to me on almost a daily basis.
Yeah. So
you'll get no judgment from me for
This is what happened with that. It was a distraction, and I went into something else, and I can't remember what I went into, to be honest. So it happens.
Makes total sense.
And it's okay. And then I'll go back and I'll finish the whole thing just like in one, just then it's done. So, but we don't know. So anyway, that one's finished behind me. That was an abstract piece. I did some collage on that as well. So there's like some cloth collage going on there. And also, I can't remember what else I did. But anyways, there it is. It's acrylic paint. And so when you have acrylic, you have a lot of fun. I love the neon colors. And And that's why I'm digging your stuff, man. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Yeah, your whole vibe is like your palette. It's like you stole my palette and put it over there.
I stole the one that you hadn't.
Do you see the color play though? Are you seeing that? Like there's greens and pinks and purples and all that stuff, and you have that in your back drop.
Yeah, that's I guess when the artist was designing it, he must have went to your house or something, and saw that painting on the wall.
Yeah, it's kind of a
inspiration
connection we have. I have to figure out who he is now. You can tell me off and let me know who he is. Yeah, I'd love to see his work.
Here you go, rough him up.
Oh no, just want to check it out. I'm just curious now. Is that the same person who did the work behind you too?
This is a man named John Kelchner made this for me.
Okay.
My friend Jeff did the art that's back behind me, on the screen around me.
Yes.
And on the top right corner of your screen up there.
Yeah, I see it.
All the way up there.
Yeah.
That's done by an artist named Josh Sood.
So there's a mixture of
styles.
I'm noticing, and I love that because I can't really see the full face behind you, like the black and white. It's like that animation reminds me of kind of like a superhero type animation.
Yeah, it's I guess the same one that's underneath you.
Okay,
the face. Like
Okay, that's what that is. I was thinking. I was wondering. Face,
but that's a smaller version of it.
Okay,
but I guess what this was supposed to be, this thing that's around, and I don't think I've ever dove into what this was for on any episodes. When Jeff sent this to me, he said that it's kind of like a Buzz Lightyear suit, almost like a Buzz Lightyear suit on this version of Corey. That's like what was the wording he used? Like an astronaut, but like a
It'll come.
Psychedelic knot, a psychonaut, something like that.
Yeah, well, I totally get it. I'm feeling it, and it goes
exploring exploring the nature of evolving completely.
Yeah, definitely a physical and spiritual connection to that. To that vibe for sure. I can see it and I can feel it and I love it. Great
Buzz
stuff.
Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh yeah. To infinity and beyond.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. Beyond. Now, how has training been going for you? Training with the wrestling and that bit.
Oh man.
Do you get to train?
I do, but like I don't do as much in-ring training as I used to. When I was younger, I probably could continue to do it as much as I did, but I just, there's not any, you know, distractions and real life getting in the way kind of thing. Like I'm juggling three jobs and I'm also like working on family stuff and business stuff and relationship stuff. It's a lot to keep up with. Yeah,
it is. Well,
you know, I'll just get my physical training in, like just going to the gym, but I'm kind of at the moment kind of slacking on that right now too. So
I know what you mean. It's hard to balance stuff sometimes, man.
You know what I keep doing? You know, like when a coach throws the ball up in the air and he hits it and the kids run after it in Little League, I'm the coach who's throwing the ball up in the air and keeps swinging and missing at it. I'm giving my own pitch and I keep missing.
Yeah, you'll get it. One foot in front of the other, right? And one day
keep
at a time.
Keep your eye on the ball. Did you ever see that video where the parent tells the kid to keep their eye on the ball and their kid puts their eye like on the tee ball and the kid goes
literally feel like that I need to do that sometimes because I get really distracted by a lot of things. And when you're doing different things like writing, and then you're doing art, and you started a podcast, and you have other, like you said, personal issues. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. And so I just have to make lists. I have to make lists and kind of prioritize what goes for each day and do the best I can with that. And if I don't make the list, then it's going to be a problem. So I have to make lists the beginning of every week. This is the priority. These are the things I'm going to do, and try to stick by it. And 9 times out of 10, I do. But, you know, I move things around if I need to. And that's what I have to do. If I, you know, even on my phone, alerts, that type of thing. Because if I don't, then something's going to suffer. And sometimes it's the wrong things that suffer.
That's how it be sometimes.
Yes.
You got to make sure you're not like beat yourself up too hard over, you know, not being able to get to every single thing
right
that you intended to get to. Because like half of the, like, say you decided that you were going to do this amount of things, right? Mm-hmm. So you have like 15 things on this list, and you got to 10 of them, and 5 of them perhaps didn't get finished. But like, you got done 10 of those things. Like, let's celebrate a little bit of that. Like those things that you got to get done, like those are things worthy of celebrating. Like, how many people have achieved those 10 things? Maybe not anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe people write down a list of 15 things to do and they accomplish one of them or none of them, which is okay too, I guess.
Yeah, well, I try to get them done, but I try to itemize like maybe like 5 things and try to stick with those things and get them done and kind of cross them out. It's a lot of fun when you're crossing things out and you're moving on to the next thing. And they're small goals, but they're you know, attainable because I'm able to kind of break them down a bit, extrapolate the most important ideas and try to deal with those things like that. So, anyways, it's a process that works for me and to keep me straight in check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'd be like a crazy person otherwise. And I love the parallel with your evolving with Corey Castle and like with my journey with journaling with PT, because for me, it's like very similar parallel with the I've evolved and I'm in the process of evolving with the beginning of my podcast and its inception, having the podcast. Basically, it started when I wanted to share some of my personal, like, I suppose, accounts that I would have recorded, because I went through some issues with keeping things in a journal. And then after that, the journal, I just couldn't write anything anymore. I was just too distracted. And so I started to record messages and or whatever, and just kind of journal that way through audio. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe someone could use this information. Maybe someone can glean something from it, be motivated or encouraged by it in some way. And I started the podcast with that first, we call it an episode. It was just an entry. And that would have been Morning Chatter. And I started with that and just went from there. And then the next, you know, and then I'm seeing you evolving along the way. And so I was like, this is pretty freaking cool. I love it.
Do you call all your episodes entries? Because that would be real cool.
No, I don't. But what I do intermittently, I get where you're going with that. With me, like intermittently, I would have an entry. I'd actually use one of my, because I have like 70 plus entries, right? And so I'd choose one and then it'll say August or, you know, June or something. And I'd just, you know, I'd just publish it there, like so. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so far I've gotten some positive feedback, and I say it's like 1 or 2 people, doesn't matter. If someone hears it and it encourages them or inspires them in some way, then I've done my job and I'm good.
So can we dive into a little bit of your origin story?
That's
okay. That. Like, did you come from like a pretty big family, or do you come from just like, just the only child? Do you have brothers and sisters? Do you have mom and dad, that type of thing?
Well, my father passed away some years ago, and my mother is still, she's here, thank goodness. She's in New York. I'd love to join her. Hi, mommy. Yeah. And so, yeah, so I'm looking at that. I know, whatever. But anyways, I want to be with her. And I have, let's see what else. My family's pretty big, relatively big in terms of extended family. They're all over the place. I come from a lot of different cultures. So I'm multicultural. I have African ancestry, British ancestry, Peruvian ancestry, Native ancestry. So it's like, no escape. There I go. I'm a little bit of everything. And not like, what do you call them? Some people say a mutt, but I wouldn't say that.
Well, if you're comparing people to dogs, you can say that.
Yeah, just a mixed pedigree. So it's a good thing. But and I'm from the Bahamas, as I've mentioned before, and it's a place where it's a lot different from here. We don't have the four seasons. I enjoy the four seasons. I'm sure you do too. Perhaps you do. I don't know, but I do.
I mean, it's wearing on me. I definitely have moments where I'm like, oh darn, I wish you know it was sunny every day. I wish it was nice every day, like probably in the Bahamas, probably like 70 all year.
Well, not necessarily. So there are cooler days, and then there's like a rainy season when there's like a hurricane season, and that can be pretty hectic and downright dangerous because, so, well, you know, when you're exposed to certain things and you go through your regular life and you've only been exposed to maybe the four seasons, whereas with myself, I was in the Bahamas most of my life. Traveling back and forth to Florida, I have a lot of family there. But coming here, where there's four seasons, something totally different. So for you, I think it'll be the same type of situation where you've been, it's the same thing over and over again. Let me just do something different and go down there and you may like it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot. The waters are beautiful, the turquoise, lovely waters. Hence the name of this piece, Turquoise Valley. Little, inspiration from the islands.
Right. So, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you love it there. So
what was it that brought you all the way north then?
Well, wanting a change period. And we were going through like a recession there because I had a business over there and came here and started something new and different and have been here for like 13 years. So it's been a while. I haven't been back since. But I hope to visit one day. Visit is the key word. And so we'll see what happens there.
You go in and you have a sign on your chest. You have a lanyard around your neck and the chest says, just visiting. Because you walk in, you're back. You're so, oh my gosh, you're back.
Right,
I'm
right.
Gay. And then be like, no, see, visiting, not if just it, back.
Yeah. Yes, visit. Take the card around. Yeah. Did you see that there? Okay. Yeah, I'll put my tourist whole garb on. Yeah, and I'll
camera, like a camera around your neck.
Right.
Take pictures. That's like the look of a tourist who's just there to be a tourist. Yeah, maybe Matt. Yeah. Maybe a pocket full of
colorful shirt, Florida shirt, style shirt, with the flamingos or something like that on it. Like those guys from Cocoon. I don't know if you've seen Cocoon. It's one of my favorite movies. And
it was on like USA Network.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, the way they dressed with the shorts or the Bermuda shorts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Yeah. So that's it.
On their nose.
Yes, that too. Or some pink stuff. Wide brim hats, you know, the really dark shades or whatever. What else? Flip flops. Maybe a cigar or two or something like that. Panama hat.
Did you ever watch The Office?
I did.
When did you see the episode? I don't know why, but I was just thinking of the episode when they went to like Hawaii or something. And they came back and Michael bought a steel drum, and he was like hot, and he's He just kept hitting the steel drum, and that was all he was playing. Ding, ding, ding. Hot, hot, hot.
Wow, yeah.
Just thinking the touristy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of islands because we have, like, there are 700 islands and keys, but only, like, 30 of them are inhabited. So you can literally island hop. You can go by boat. So let's say you go into Nassau, that's like the capital, and you want to take a trip to a short excursion. You can take a boat, and you can go somewhere else. So they call them a ferry, or you know, you can fly out in a little airplane, a two seater or something like that. So
a whole other level of scary, I think.
Well, the little, like, planes?
The little planes, the two-seaters, the puddle jumpers or whatever.
I'm going to speak to a pilot. He's 19 years old, the end of the month, and he flies like Cessnas and whatnot. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. I was like, oh my God.
He's going to be on your podcast?
Yeah, 19 years old. Can you believe that?
I would really try to think about me at 19 and what kind of a guest I'd make on somebody's podcast.
And he's like a flight instructor too. I was like, I'm trying to figure out this kid. So that's going to be something. Wow. But I remember flying from island to island with my grandmother back in the day, and I was terrified. So I was like, what's holding us up? You know, these little planes, they sound like mosquitoes. And they were taking off. And I'm like, oh my God. I had this thing where I'd cross my fingers like this, like, and I'm like, hold it the whole time. If I keep my fingers together, then we'll make it safe, you know? It's
right.
Crazy.
That makes total sense. So tell me a little bit about, like, what inspires you? Like, what's like the main stuff that kind of like lights your fire and makes you want to be able to put out these podcasts and want to be able to share your journaling? I mean, because a lot of people just, you know, they keep journals and then they keep them private. They're just their thing. But yours, you want to share them and hope that somebody gets something as far as like assistance out of it. What prompted that? Like, what inspired that? That decision to move from private to public.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is not like every episode is a journal entry per se, because you're like, every time I have an episode, now you had an interesting premise, as a matter of fact, but every time I have an episode, it's something along my journey, is taking me a little further along my journey. And well, my guests are included in my journey. And so I do sometimes have like an official entry that I would submit and I'd publish it. I've had like maybe, I think, two or three, maybe four of them all together. I can't recall right now, but they were like audio I would have recorded on my memo on my phone, and then I would have submitted it and published it. And then, of course, I'm having regular conversations with people like yourself, wonderful people like yourself,
Mr. Corey Crasher.
And so with me, I didn't intend to have interviews, as a matter of fact. I wasn't sure where I would go. I just knew that I had this. It's just a compelling feeling to want to share a little of myself in the hopes that someone would be inspired or encouraged by it. Because in me listening even to my entry myself, I was like, wow, this is pretty... You know, this is pretty deep. I mean, maybe someone, there's something here for someone. I just felt that, like, my spirit is, you know, some things are intangible and you can't really explain it or articulate it. And I did that, and I was like really nervous because I'd never podcast before. Podcasted, past tense. And so I did it, and I got some feedback, and they're like, I really like that. Really, that was, I can't stop listening to that, whatever particular ones they were at the time. And then I said, you know what? I'm really wanting to know the journeys of other artists, because I'm an artist and other creatives in general. I love having conversations with people and just who are, especially who are creative. I mean, they're, everyone's creative in their own way, but so anyways, you get it, right? And so I said, well, I'll, you know, I have some artist friends. Let me start reaching out to them and see if they'll come on board. And I had this one artist friend and I asked him, I won't say his name. And he was terrified. And he's like, I need to practice. I have to write down a script for like, call me back in 30 days. And I was like, okay, that's what you want. Okay. Right. I had him on. But after I said, you know, this is, I'll just reach out to someone else, you know, and then I reached out to someone else and they said, okay. And that was the stop motion, Evan Falk. He was the first episode, and I just enjoyed the energy and hearing about the stories and hearing about their process, not in comparison to mine, just something different. And I wanted, and that was compelling me to continue to bring guests on. And first it was like, okay, yes, it's art, like visual art that I create, but there's so many forms of art. There's, you know, performative art and literary art and on and on. And even film, that's beautiful. It's visual as well. And so I said, well, I'll just I have a few people I know, I'll reach out to them and see what happens. And just one thing led to another. And now I'm obsessed. So what can I say?
is it almost like a secret identity in your real life? Do people in your day-to-day life know that you'll provide this platform, or that you have this platform, and are sharing this of yourself?
I think I'm like Clark Kent right now. I don't think people really know what's going on, or Peter Parker. I don't know, however, but yeah, it's just like this is an alternative universe that I have going on here. Right. But people are digging it; they enjoy it, and they're shocked. Some of them are shocked by it, like, what's going on with you? But this is you, and you're like this because you have a different voice when you're just moving around, and it sounds different. Mm-hmm. When the focus is your voice and your vocals through a podcast, it's different. They're more focused on there, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been noticing it a little bit, like where, like it's for sure something I don't come right out and tell people about. Like when
you should, though, you should.
Meeting me in real life, and they're talking to me about things, and they're like, hey man, you have like a real like host energy. And I'm like, that's tricky.
Yeah.
That's a tricky thing for you to notice. But yes, that's what I'm trying to do with life.
Well, it's a part of, I'll put it this way, I'd say a ministry. And what is a ministry? Is it's just something that people can channel their energy through to another person and minister to them. I mean, and then the same thing happens because I gain a lot of information, man. I'm telling you.
I am an ordained minister.
No way.
Yeah, I'm ordained through the Universal Life Church. I have the authority to marriages. Couples. Yes, wow. I can officiate weddings.
High five, man.
So I've never done it. I've never officiated a wedding, but I remember when it came into my mind that I wanted to do it. I was like, the reason I want to do this is because weddings are a part of like some core memories for people, right? And some people they're really, really joyous. And I love to create moments, and I love to be a part of moments that are joyous. So if people are thinking about like a very like important memory, and this wedding they were at, in their memory, if I'm in there somewhere, that's impactful to me. So I went and got ordained, and then the pandemic happened, and it didn't do any officiating of weddings, but I still have it. And if anyone wants to hire me to be an officiant for their wedding, my DMs are wide open.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I didn't mean that kind of minister, but that's pretty good.
I know. But I told you, it's distractible. Distractable boy.
No, that's okay. That's some good stuff. I'll keep that in mind. I may need you in the future. Who knows?
you got my number. Reach out to me anytime.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that is so yeah, that is how it started. It started with the journal, and so I named it the podcast Journaling with PT. But then it kind of had this metaphoric kind of vibe going on. It's just kind of morphing into its, it was its own organism, and it kind of just kind of did have a life of its own and just went in another direction. So I was like, okay, I'll go with it. This is what's happening organically. I'm evolving.
PT, what was it that you decided, like when you were a kid, when you were like, this is my dream, this is what I want to be with, this is what I want to be, and this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. What kind of things did you see yourself
Oh
becoming?
boy, I had a crazy imagination. And so it was, I wanted to be something that didn't exist, some type of creature that would, like a griffin that would change into different shapes. This is like earlier years, of course. And then when I was a little older, I wanted to go into space because I was obsessed with space and space movies like Star Wars. And so I wanted to go into space. And then I said, well, maybe I'll come up with be an inventor. And but what one of my loves was writing, and that was the thing where I could write and I can also use my imagination. And so that was one thing that, you know, it kind of eluded me off and on, but it was something that was consistent, I'd say, throughout my life. And you know, getting awards and whatnot when as a kid, and so I kept with that, but I didn't stick with it the way I should have, because distractions again, distractions, and sometimes those distractions can be very detrimental. That's how I put it.
Well, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I mean, once you're distracted by one thing, you've opened yourself to be distracted for a whole bunch of other things. I fully get that.
Yeah.
Did you have you written any space stories? I know
Yes.
you said you were into space.
Yes, I have. I've written something. It's in a draft form, and I have it hidden away. And I'll tell you about it another time. But I mostly write about supernatural fantasy. Is something that, yeah, well, supernatural fantasy. I have two stories that are published online. One is about a hurricane, an event. It's sort of supernatural, but it's based on true events. And then the other one I'll send to you is called The Penitent Father. It's short, it's flash fiction. It's flash fiction, so it's pretty quick. You'd have it in no time. You'll get to the end of it. It's supernatural, yeah.
Did you check out that there's a new movie on Netflix that's like a Star Wars type of universe? Did you it's like
Rebel Moon is what you're talking
Rebel
about.
Moon, yeah, it's Zack Snyder.
I did check it out.
I didn't see it yet, but I've been intending to.
Yes,
Is it
it's
worth looking?
entertaining. It's entertaining. You know, it's not gonna get any well, I can't say that. It's not gonna get any like Oscars or anything. I don't know, but it's, you
You
know,
heard it
there's a
here
lot.
first, folks. It's not going to get any Oscars.
No, I
Get
don't want to say that. I don't
your
want to say that because there are special effects, right? There's special, there's the crafts. The craftspeople did an amazing job. There was some good acting, but of course that's not going to be in the league with people like Emma Stone and whatnot. Come on, let's be real. But with the crafts, with special effects and sound editing and sound mixing, I think they mixed up the categories for the Oscars now. I don't think sound mixing is included anymore. I think it's just sound or sound editing or something like that. I can't remember. They did something wonky with it. Yeah, they always move these categories around, and you think you're going to get something and nothing happens. So, but yeah, it was really entertaining about this girl named Cora. And yeah, it's kind of violent. So if you want to steer clear of like a lot of blood and gore and murder and that type of thing, then maybe not watch it. But
Oh, have you
it's
heard me say things
entertaining.
like that?
I know you said you mentioned something about like horror, like you wanted to stay away from horror. So
Yeah,
it's not.
I've been really for a while now, I've been like kind of cutting out a little bit of like violent things, but at the same time, I'm still a wrestler. Like, I mean, that's a violent thing.
Yeah.
And
Well, you'll enjoy that. She has some
I
moves. She has some
good.
moves, like those MMA moves that she was doing. I don't know what she was doing. She was flipping people around and stuff. So it's pretty cool. Check it
Yeah,
out.
I think somebody was like, "Oh, watch this show," and then I watched the show, and it was all like shooting guns, like seconds into it, and I was like, "Oh, I just feel like watching it.
If you're a sci-fi fan, you'll enjoy it. If you're not, then you sort of are or not.
Yeah.
Did you like
Star Wars? Yeah, I kind of am. Yeah, for sure.
Kinda. So do you like Star Wars or no?
Either I do, yeah. I do like Star Wars, but I could say with confidence, I've never become obsessed with Star Wars.
Okay.
That's something for sure I've never been. I've worn t-shirts, Star Wars t-shirts, things like that, but it's not like I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't tell you names of more than three or four characters from the movies.
No, that's okay.
Especially the newer ones.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm not obsessed, but I am a fan. So I'm not ashamed to admit that.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Well, that would be The Empire Strikes Back.
Same.
That's the second one. That is in the original trilogy because you had A New Hope, right? Mm-hmm. When Luke just goes off out of, it leaves, what was that, Tatooine where he was on? And then the Empire Strikes Back was with all of the AT-AT walkers, you know, in the scene out there in Hoth in the snow. And that was just awesome. Nothing else compares with that. And it's stop motion as well, I learned. So it's great. And then the Return of the Jedi, but Empire is definitely number one for sure.
Yeah, I think was Jedi the one with too many puppets? Like there was just
were a lot of puppets. Yeah, there was a lot of puppetry going on with that.
Took me out of it. I might have only seen each Star Wars movie maybe one time. Like I've never.
Wow, you have a good memory then.
Yeah.
Because you remember Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't remember tons from those movies. But I didn't see Star Wars until I was in my 20s, probably. Like, I might have thought, and I say this a lot, there's some things that come out and I go, yeah, that might be just too dorky for me. That might just be too, I don't know. I have a tendency to fall into being dorky. So yeah. If I see something that has there might be a future where I fall too far into the dork sphere of that thing. I'm just going to let that be for those dorks.
Okay. Those dorks have it. Well, I'm going to do something pretty dorky right now.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Watch it, you mash.
Exactly. Yeah. That's spot on dork.
I'm okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
No judgment. I mean,
thank you.
I don't. Sometimes I feel like I just will avoid certain things, and the excuse will say like, oh, it's too nerdy for me. It's too dorky for me, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Any of that kind of stuff. But what it really is like the same with video games. It's like the currency of time and the currency of effort. I don't know if I've got it. I don't know. Not that I don't got it. It's just that I don't know if I want to spend it on that. If it's going to be a thing that like. I know that it might not be for me, or maybe it'll be something that like I don't truly like, or maybe I like too much, and then it would just become a time suck for me. And the reason for not playing video games, really, because I'm not good at them, and like I'll just continue to lose and lose and lose and lose, and then I'll give up, and then I'll realize that like a whole entire day has gone by.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do something constructive that you enjoy, right? And also,
that might be why I'm doing this.
Yes, and you said you like to write as well, right? So,
yeah.
You write your screenplays, and how's that going?
I think at the moment I have a couple things that I'm sort of working on. Mm-hmm. I love to do like collaborative efforts with my friends. Like I know I'm working. I made this movie in 2015 with two of my best friends. It's called The 90%, where I'm not going to get too much into the story, but it was, you know, it was these main characters, and we're working on a sequel to it with like some of the same characters and then a couple new people. And it, you know, it's going to be its own kind of like, we could make it like its own kind of standalone thing, because chances are most people didn't watch the first one. And then like, yeah, if people come across this, if this is their first impression of it, we want it to be its own standalone thing.
Yeah.
And not be something that's just the sequel to another thing that nobody saw.
Well, yeah, it'll work. It'll work. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Oh. Coffee intern.
Okay. All right. I'll take a little water from the springs of Montpellier. We have water, sparkling water.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
From Quebec. Sponsor me. Sponsor me. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by that. What's that right there?
I think it's pronounced Montpellier.
Montpellier.
Montpellier. Sponsor me. There we
this, go. This episode brought to you by water. I'm just going to drink water all the time.
Yeah, this is sparkling water. For some reason, I drink more water when it's sparkling and carbonated. Just flat water. I don't know.
Have you had that water?
What's that?
It's called Liquid Death. Have you had that?
No, what's in that?
It's just water. There's sparkling Liquid Death water as well.
Okay.
I mean,
so what's the deal with the name? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Because they say that they put it in like beer cans, I guess, just cans it looks like beer, but it's just water. But they say the death to plastics, and they say that they're like changing the environment.
Okay. And stuff. Makes sense. Okay. I get it. All right.
I'm into it. I like, they have a couple like flavored ones. I like the lime one. I'm into it, but yeah. They don't sponsor me. This episode brought to you by Not Liquid Death.
Yeah, how does that work when you mention things like on podcasts? Some people say they get sponsors like that. I don't know. It works.
you know what? I welcome it. I welcome it. I hope that the day comes when that starts happening. But at the same time, I don't want to. Like, there's some podcasts I listen to where like people will talk about a thing that they're sponsoring, or they're sponsored by, and it's clearly a thing they've never used and don't know what it is. And they're just accepting the money to read an ad read for it. And I don't know if I really want to do that. It's got to be a thing that I trust and believe that, like, if people are influenced by me and they're going to use this thing, it's going to be a thing that's going to actually benefit them.
Can you still hear me? This thing says it's Google Chrome not responding, but if it's still recording, then that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I can hear that. No, still rock and rolling.
Oh, my face is frozen though.
Whatever. Who needs a not frozen face? Let your face be frozen. That's fine with me.
You can still hear me. That's what's important.
Yeah, exactly.
You're frozen too, though. Oh, I'm back. And
I went somewhere
in the twilight.
At least it was frozen on a positive. You had a big smile on your face, so that at least there was that going on. Oh no. We all good, dude.
We are back with evolving podcasts.
What podcasts do you most like to listen to? What's like your jam? Like your go-to? Here's my favorite. Well, like not as much genres as much as like what are some of the names of the shows that you like?
Oh boy. Set Deck is one.
Is that about skateboards?
No, it's about set deck reading. I'm very interested in that. And I can look right on my my phone. You can see all the ones that are they're queued in. Next Best Picture is something that talks about like film and what's going on with awards and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday night at the movies. That's another one that talks about film and whatnot. You're sensing a trend that's happening here.
The underlining theme is that you like insider movie talk.
Yes, and then there are some like one for illustration. I can't remember the name of it right now. I just listen, and I have them in a queue because I listen to a lot of stuff. Of course, I listen to Evolving with Cordy Castle, and so that's in the queue as well.
That's my favorite show.
I listen to my own show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get less and less interested. Not less and less interested. It's just that. I started 2023 where I was I won't let a day go by where I don't release a clip of something. So I would listen to my show, like episodes of my show every day to find clips that would be interesting that would make good content. Mm-hmm. But then it started getting to the point where I was kind of like overanalyzing myself and like beating myself up for stuff. Like, oh, why did you say that during that? Oh, you're embarrassing yourself. And like, I was kind of like, I was being my own version of YouTube comments in my own head. And I was like,
right,
I'm going to have to maybe not do that. At least kind of step back from it. And so I did sort of stop doing it on a daily basis because it's like, I didn't know what I was going to get from continuing to do it. Like I definitely was getting more eyes on those clips and and stuff, but I was not getting more ears and eyes on the full show itself. And part of it for me is like, I want to add value to people's life, and I want them to be able to get the full value, the full episode. I want them to understand like the whole context of every single part of our conversation.
Yes.
I think maybe I'll get back to doing that, but the listening to my own self, I feel better with just putting it out and not having to overanalyze it again. You know what I mean? Not having to live through like, did I say that wrong? Did I? Oh man, she took that wrong when I said that, that guest maybe seemed uncomfortable there. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I hate to make people feel so uncomfortable, and I like continuously play a game with myself where I'm like, oh man, what was I? The other thing is stumbling through stuff. Cause I do it. It's human to stumble through stuff. Like, so when it comes to going like,
people edit that stuff out with their software.
I don't have an editing team. I don't have editing experience. The organicness of evolving. I want them to see the show actually organically evolve to whatever it's going to be. So if I cut out those uhs and those ums, and it's going to seem too manufactured, it's going to seem too produced and
robotic.
want the raw deal for people to see what's
going on. Autobox, roll out.
Autobox.
Yeah, so Yeah, you want to just be real. And everyone has a different approach. And I don't edit mine either. I mean, I edit some things, but I don't edit everything in between, you know? So
somebody sent me a meme yesterday, and you just made me think of it. The meme was like, it was a couple laying in bed together, and the woman was like, I wonder what he's thinking about. And like, and the guy was on the other side of the bed like this, and he was, and he's thinking, I wonder if Transformers get car insurance or if they get life insurance.
Wow. Maybe both. I'm thinking.
It's a bundle.
Yes, exactly.
Roll out all your all your insurance information.
Yes, absolutely. I love them. I love that last film. It was Transformers and the Beasts. It was like the animals. It was really cool. That's the best one yet. That's one of the other movies.
I think the last one I saw was the Mark Wahlberg one. So that was maybe the fourth one. I don't know. I don't remember. But I really liked the first one. And and I think that the second one, I felt like it was a little too, it got a little too CGI, like, too much in my face, as part of the small moving parts.
Yes.
And it just like took me out for a second, and I was like, if I like this. And then I really liked, do you remember the guy TJ Miller was in the one with Mark Wahlberg in it?
I didn't see that one. Okay. After part two kind of screwed me over, I just didn't bother watching any of them until the last one. I don't know. I just wasn't the same. I was expecting to feel the same way about that I did with part one. And it's just like,
once they took Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox out of them, like,
they were still there. It just was different. I mean, some sequels are just as good or better, like Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. And then they're like, it's like, I don't say the crappy stuff in between, but then it just kind of loses, becomes so diluted, you know, like Terminator 3 was then okay. Then it becomes
everything else. Yeah, exactly.
Terminator 4 is like, okay, no. No, thanks. That's just me.
Dude, Terminator 2 is still one of my all-time favorite movies. Yes. It'll never be knocked off that list. I mean, Terminator 1, I saw it when I was a little kid. I thought it was very violent.
I thought
that as a child. I was like, dang, this is violent.
Yes, me too. I was like a horror movie. I was like, what do I do with this? It's sci-fi. It's horror. How am I supposed to feel? I was just spooked. Because when Arnold came, when he first came and it had the music, and boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh, crap, what's going to happen? You know, so I was terrified of him.
Are you Sarah Connor?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, he'll come look for you. You know, but it's one of my favorite films, though.
So I have just a couple more things real quick.
Sure, we can wrap up.
Gonna throw them at you, and then after that, I'll send you off to the sunset with a hot dog and a handshake. And
thank you
the rest of your day.
Yes, mustard, please. Yeah,
mustard. That's the color of my hat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hot sauce.
Yes. I've never had hot sauce on a hot dog.
You have to, man. Come on. You have to.
You're gonna twist my arm about it.
You try it. You don't have to get the Tabasco. It's probably going to be too hot for you, but just a little something mild put on there.
I do sriracha over Tabasco. This is me. I like sriracha over Tabasco.
Okay. Everyone has a different preference. I prefer Tabasco. Or cut the cayenne, this like liquid cayenne, I suppose. But that's pretty good too. Tabasco.
Okay, so
yes.
With that being said, I have a segment that I like to call audio time travel, right?
Oh, cool.
Based off of the fact that tons of what we're saying and what we're recording right now, this is maybe going to outlive us for sure. Going to be around for decades, right? Like, so that being said, the people who care about you the most, the people who love you the most, stumble across this. It could even be you who stumbles across this in 20 years, in 2044. When you stumble across this recording, you're going to hear the 2024 version of yourself giving a message, like a timestamp, to the 2044 versions of whoever's listening to this.
Oh, wow.
In the next minute or so, whatever you're saying next is going right to those people's ears. You're not explaining to me what you would say to those people. You're speaking directly to those people. This audio is time traveling right into the ears of those people in 2044. What are you saying to them?
There's a time and there's a season for everything under heaven. Whatever you're going through now, he won't go through it forever. Time and season. Whatever we sow, we reap. Be careful what you sow. That's it.
I love that.
Right.
the other part of me talking about the on the record stuff and how that stuff's sort of important to me, and forgive me if you heard this before, but like normally when I say I started this show, I started it and I realized my mom had told me that she had burnt this CD, and on the CD that she burnt there was like voicemails from her best friend Maria and from my grandmother who had left her voicemails, and she said, you know how like when people die you forget what their voice sounds like?
Yeah.
And I really didn't want that. I didn't want that to be the case. So I remember being like, I wanted this show to be like, you could hear who I was the whole time. The very genuine version of me, vulnerable, no faking, no performance. It is just what you're going to get. So I love to have things be said on the record. So just, for me on the record, I want to say how grateful I am for the currency of your effort and your time. And the fact that like, I always say on the show, like my DMs are wide open. You feel free to reach out to me, and you took me up on it. And I'm so grateful that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we make new friends. And I'm glad we made this new friendship.
Yeah.
On the record, I want to say I'm psyched to see what your growth is, what your evolution is, like what the next step in journaling is going to become for you. So I wanted to say that, and then say I'm turn that over to you. Any questions that you might have for me, or any comments that you might want to give to me, I'm giving you the floor. That's open for you to say and ask whatever you'd like.
That's a little tricky. I won't make you nervous. But I appreciate you very much.
I'm sweaty anyway.
I appreciate you very much. You have a beautiful spirit. And I am just hoping that others can see that. And continue to flourish. Continue to grow. Continue to blossom. Yourself, your podcast. I expect wonderful and amazing things out of your podcast. And I think that some things, they seem to happen very slowly, but I think when they're happening slowly, they're actually building momentum, kind of like a snowball effect. And you don't know until, I don't know, it's just like there's a crescendo, right? With this, even with sound, like it's a booming sound, but I'm thinking of a snowball. It's like it builds, but you don't necessarily hear it when it's starting. And or we can go back to sowing and reaping. And planting a seed in the ground and having that seed in the ground. And when the seed is there, we can't see what's happening beneath the ground, but it's creating a root system after a while. It starts to sprout. And then we just see something peeking out of the ground, out of the soil, but there's a root system that's spreading and it's extending and it's growing. And I see that with this podcast, your podcast and mine as well. And for anyone who started anything and you sow a seed in the ground, you don't see something right away. But you want to steward it. You want to take care of it. So you want to water it. You have to continue to work at it. And so you won't be able to see. And then when the sprout comes, you say, okay, well, I don't know. This looks a little weak. I don't know. Yeah, but you don't neglect it. You give it your attention. You give it the attention that it needs. You continue to water it. You continue to speak positive things over it so it can grow. And eventually it'll be something beautiful. And so I leave that with you because I see it happening for you and it's going to happen quickly. And then next thing you know, you're producing fruit. There's fruit on the tree, right? Wonderful.
What is a question that you've never been asked that you've always wanted to be asked?
A question. I can't think of anything right now that there's a question. I'm sure there's something, but I can't think of anything at this moment. Like if I had a superpower, what would it be? Or if I had three options or something like that, would I want to be invisible? Would I want to have x-ray vision or something? I don't know.
the origins of that question is normally I'll say, like for me, like I used to do tons of people's podcasts. I was guests on people's podcasts all the time. Mm-hmm. And they would ask me the same four or five questions over and over. And I'm like, you could have listened to anything else and it would have told you the answer to this question. I started feeling like I want people to answer questions that they'd want to be asked. So I would normally ask people like, I'd say like, oh, you've been on all these podcasts and people have asked you these, you know, certain kind of questions. What's, you know, in my head, I was like, oh, I wonder what the most overly asked questions of this person is like, what is this the question people ask you the most? Then to be the opposite of that, what's something no one's ever asked you that like you might want to share something about yourself that you know might not be public knowledge?
Well, there's probably a long list because people tend to ask, especially if you're an artist, they ask you the same type of questions. Well, what would influence your art? Why do you want to get into art? Why do your other thing? So I'd say, well, people have asked me what PT stands for. So that's something that occasionally I do get and I don't usually disclose. because it's something that's, well, Not private, but it has there's a lot of stuff that goes with it.
Well, you're a film buff, so you might appreciate this. When I talk about when I think of PT, I think of Planet Terror right away.
Really? Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know the Robert Rodriguez movie?
Sorta, kinda, yeah. Yes, I know. I know him. Yeah, and his stuff. That's pretty good.
Robert Rodriguez, Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes.
She gets attacked by a zombie and they rip her leg. They like cut her leg and she cuts her whole entire leg off. And her boyfriend makes her like this machine gun for a leg and she uses it to kill a bunch of zombies.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
That's what Planet Terror and that's what PT makes me think of right away.
Okay. All right. So because there's a director called Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah,
they call him PT as well. So anyway, we'll see. Maybe I'll wrestle him in the future. I'll win.
Put him in a headlock. Put him in a headlock. Or you got to wrestle Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh dear, with a gun? I don't know. We'll see.
Gun way.
Yeah, I'll have to get something—a backpack or something, kind of like Ratchet and Clank or something—that has all of these gadgets coming out of it.
Life is a video game. We always do this like, oh, what if life was a video game? Life is a video game.
Yeah. Pretty good. Good stuff. You love it.
Collect the tokens and collect the tools that could apply and help them in one way or the other.
Yes. Absolutely. Life is a video game. Well, you can have fun with it or not. That's for sure. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that might be another reason why I ignore video games, because life itself is a video game.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I feel you for sure.
So normally this is how we wrap. Normally I would say hypothetically, I've gifted you this show. So this was my show, and now I'm gifting it to you. This is the first episode of your new podcast, Evolving with P.T. Russell.
Okay.
In a very Jerry Springer's final thought type of way, the most valuable takeaways that could inspire people to be a better version of themselves, what would you say?
Love more. Love more. And don't forget to forgive.
I love it.
Forgive people, please.
Forgive people. You got to be kind. You got to be kind to expect to get kind. Got to be kind to expect kind.
Yes. Forgive.
Do you do any impressions at all?
I sort of, kind of. I mean, I've never really gotten into that kind of thing. I mean, but okay. I think sort of, kind of.
Here's what I normally do. Normally, I say whatever your best impression is. I usually say, have the guests say whatever their best impression is. They say the way we close out the show, we say, be fun, have safe, keep evolving. But I'm thinking now I might ask you to, in your Yoda impression, because I saw you do that earlier. You did that for me earlier. In your best Yoda, can you give me a be fun, have safe, keep evolving?
Can I get it?
Yeah.
What was it? Be safe, keep evolving.
Be fun, have safe.
Be fun, have safe.
Mm-hmm. Be safe, keep evolving. Yes.
Perfect. Thanks so much. anybody listening to this, if this is your first time checking out Evolving with Corey Castle, go back into the archives. I got 323 other episodes. Check those out. Hopefully you've got some value out of this, and you can find more value in that. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's beneficial because you'll get episodes earlier on the YouTube channel than you will on the podcast RSS feed. So check that out. If you exist, let me know you exist. Reach out to me. Don't ever hesitate, man. I'm always going to respond to you. Unless I just get a haze. I respond to things that are real things. If you just say hey to me, that's going to maybe tell me that you might be a bot. So give me something a little more real. And be kind, man. Be kind to yourself more than anything. Because you got to be kind to yourself to try to be kind to other people.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you have anything going on, if you ever feel like you think I would be a resource for you in some way, reach out to me. My DMs are wide open. I say it all the time. Be fun. Have safe. Keep evolving.
Show's over.